Praise be to Allah, and peace and blessings be upon His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad is His servant and messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fear Allah as He should be feared, and die not except as Muslims. Dear brothers and sisters, we spoke last Friday about the light. The light which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in the hearts of the believers in this life. The light which the believer got in the last moment in his life when the death comes to him. The light when the believers got in their graves, and when they stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment, and when they enter insha'Allah ta'ala Jannah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among them, and when they see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described three kinds of people. The righteous people or the believers, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among them. And if you recite Surah Al-Baqarah, you will see the first five ayats or verses talking about the believers. Then followed by two verses about the disbelievers. And double of this amount about the hypocrites. We learn from this thing that this way is very dangerous in the community or society or country of the Muslim people. And we have to avoid it. And as we said, if you want to get the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to try as much as you can to get the nur not from outside of yourself. It has to be in your heart. Because the hypocrite doesn't have this nur in their hearts. They say la ilaha illallah. And they do the salah with the believers, as you know. Abdullah ibn Ubay, the head of the hypocrites in the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used to stand before the khutbah of a Friday, every Friday, and tells people, listen to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he is the righteous one among us and we have to follow what he's saying. This is what Abdullah ibn Ubay used to say. But his heart full of darkness. He doesn't have even part or little part of the nur or the light which the believers have it. In the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Hadid that the believers will come with the nur which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. And the hypocrites, when they saw or when they see the nur of the believers, they start to call them, brothers, you remember us? We used to pray together. We used to live in the same community. Please give us part of your nur. In the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially in the beginning years of the da'wah, there's no hypocrites in that time. Because the hypocrites or the hypocrisy starts in the time when the Prophet ﷺ was in Medina. But when he was in Mecca, when the Muslims were so weak, the hypocrites will not grow up in this environment. They grow up in the environment of the richness places. One of the people of Dawus came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went to Mecca not to ask about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he met the people of Mecca, they told him, "You are one of the leaders of Dawus. So we don't want you to go back to Dawus with the illness of this person, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we advise you, don't go to him, don't listen to him, don't even stand next to him, because he has something make the people different than how they were before." Al-Tufayl ibn Amr al-Dawsi, one of the companions of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was one of the disbelievers. And after the strong media in that time of the disbelievers of the people of Mecca, he decided to close his ears, because he didn't want even to hear one word from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he stopped and asked himself, "What's my problem? I know the good words and the bad words, and I am one of the knowledgeable people of my country or people. I have to listen to this person, and if he says good things, I will follow. If he says bad things or wrong things or evil things, I will avoid what he says." Then he listened to the Prophet ﷺ when he was reciting the Qur'an. Sometimes, when we hear some of the places or the people who has good voice when he reciting the Qur'an, we feel very comfortable when we hear the Qur'an. Think about the person who is hearing the Qur'an from the mouth of Prophet ﷺ. Then he went to the Prophet ﷺ and said, O Messenger of Allah, I decide now to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. Wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. And I bear witness that you are the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you know how many Fridays Al-Tufayl ibn Amr listened to the khutbas or lectures of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do you know how many ayats or verses or chapters of the Quran Al-Tufayl ibn Amr memorized in his mind? And how much his knowledge in that moment? Just few verses of the Quran. You know what he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? O Messenger of Allah, send me to my tribe or my tribe, those, and I will go back to them to invite them, to call them to be Muslims. Then he went to his people, and he brought at the first day his wife, his father, and some of his family, but the other people doesn't accept the Islam in the first or the beginning time of Islam. And he tried. Then he begged to the Prophet ﷺ to tell him, O Messenger of Allah, I call my people, but they don't accept the Islam. Please, make dua or supplication against them. Then the Prophet ﷺ raises his hand, alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said, O Allah. When he said that, Al-Tufayl ibn Amr said, Halakat Dawus. The people of Dawus will get the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because the dua or supplication of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala halakat Dawus. Faqala alayhi salatu wa salam, Allahumma hdi Dawusan. Allahumma hdi Dawusan. Allahumma hdi Dawusan. Oh Allah, guide Dawus, the people of Dawus. Three times. Then Al-Tufayl ibn Amr decided to go back to his people to call them to Islam. And the Prophet ﷺ gave him sign. He said, O Messenger of Allah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me sign that I am the messenger of you. When in his way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him light in his forehead. At-Tufayl ibn Amr decided to back to his people and he made dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to replace the nur which is in his head or forehead to his stick. Then he backed to his people by this nur and he called his people. Then more than 80 houses of the people decided to be Muslims and they went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina to show him that they are Muslims and they already accept the Islam. Brothers and sisters, we want to learn from the story of At-Tufayl ibn Amr al-Dawsi. How many times we recite the Quran or heard the Quran or listen to the khutbah or lecture about the Islam and about the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I like to ask you a question, and myself first. How much of this nur we get in our hearts? Did this nur or this light affect our life? When we hear the imam speaks about the prayer, the salah, do we follow what he's saying? When we see our imam encourage us to make our relationship with the Quran stronger or strong, do we follow what he's saying? When we ask, or when we see our imam advise us to take care of our children, not to feed them only, not to give them the best kind of clothes. No, I'm not talking about these things, because every person in this life or this world is doing this thing. But I'm talking about their faith, their iman, their minds, their hearts. This is the most important thing and we should work hard to gain it inshaAllah ta'ala. قلت ما سمعتم استغفر الله لي ولكم إنه غفور رحيم. Every one of us has goal in his life or goals. The highest one or the biggest one to get the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this life, every one of us want to be healthy, want to be wealthy, want to have righteous kids. And if you want to be healthy, you're going to do some things which every one of us knows this. If you want to be a rich person, you open your store or you do your business, and this is the easy way for every person lives in this life. But I'd like to ask you, brothers and sisters, and I believe every one of you, including myself, wants to have righteous kids or children. But what's the process of what we do to gain this goal? Do you ask your kids or your child how many surahs you memorize from the Quran? You will be surprised when the answer of your kid will be, I don't even memorize Surah Al-Fatiha by the right way. This is what happened. I met one of the kids in our community who is 16 years old, and he doesn't memorize Al-Fatiha. His father and mother, they are not, they speak Arabic. And they are Muslims. If our generation doesn't care about these situations, what about the next generation? If our kids doesn't know, if you speak to them by Arabic language or by Arabic language, what about their kids? So, it's very important to take this subject seriously, and inshallah ta'ala, we'll talk about it more than these minutes, inshallah ta'ala, because I believe if we take care of our kids by the right way, the future of Islam in this country will be better than now. And you will gain a lot of things from this child. And think about dealing with this kid businessly. If this kid or child being inshallah ta'ala in the future engineering or doctor or any other thing, he gonna help you a lot. So think about it, brothers and sisters, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the right way and to guide our kids and our families and the whole Muslims. Ameen, Allahumma ameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin fil awwaleen, salli ala Muhammadin fil akhireen, salli ala Muhammadin fil mala'i al-a'la ila yawmiddin. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana, wa hab lana min ladunka rahmatan innaka antal wahhab, ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith, wa min adhabika nastajir. Allahumma la tuzigh lana fi maqamina hadha dhanban إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا شابا مسلما إلا هديته وأصلحته يا رب العالمين ولا شابا مسلما إلا هديته وأصلحته يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا مستقيمين على نهجك ودينك يا رب العالمين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما آمين اللهم آمين صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وأقم الصلاة